I didn't try this microphone before, so is it working? Is it okay? Mm-hmm. Okay. So for those of you who are maybe a little newer here, my name is Sam Zettel. I work here at the parish. I'm currently kind of moving my job around a little bit, but most of you know me as the youth minister and the music guy, so we'll stay with that for now. But I just want to take a couple minutes of your time today, tell you about something that's really means a lot to me, and I think it's really something great that our parish is doing. This summer, I had the opportunity to get my boating license. It's something I've wanted to do ever since I was younger, and I see Greg really smiling over there. And so to get your boating license, you need to take an online course, and they tell you all about, you know, sort of like getting any license. They tell you about the rules and regulations and do's and don'ts. And one of part of Canadian law that surrounds boating is that I think it goes something like this. You must assist anyone who is at sea who is in danger of being lost. You must assist anyone at sea who is in danger of being lost, whether they're in a boat or whether they're actually in the water. So what that means is if I'm in my boat and I'm boating along and I see Father Gary there with his life preserver on in the water shouting for help, I can't just leave him there. I have to come over and help him. And I'm actually bound to that by law. So I thought that was kind of interesting, and maybe it sounds like a no-brainer, right? Who would make an excuse, say, well, I'm busy fishing, or, you know, I don't have time, or I'm just going to keep going, and maybe someone else will rescue them. No, you'd definitely attempt to help that person if they were in danger of being lost, which actually means, in that case, of drowning, right? The church is compared often to a boat, in particular to an ark, like the ark that Noah used. So the ark saved Noah and his family, and, of course, the animals in the story, from the flood that wiped out all life on earth. And the church is like that. The church is a safe haven. The church is there to protect us and save us. And maybe not save us physically, but to save our soul, right? To save our soul from death, from being overwhelmed by the flood. And so if you follow this metaphor with me a little bit further, you know, being in the ark like we are tonight isn't like being on a cruise ship where you're on deck and you're basking in the sun, also like Father Gary when he goes on vacation. He loves cruises. It's not like that when in the ark of the church. It's dangerous. It's more like being on a sailboat during a hurricane when the waves are tossing the boat back and forth, and it's all hands on deck. Everyone is bailing, and once in a while you might hear, man overboard, and you have to rescue someone that's fallen in the water. Well, being in the ark of the church is like that. It's dangerous waters out there, and I don't need to tell you about how dangerous the culture is to our faith and to our soul. We're constantly being drawn in by other things, drawn in, and ultimately, it's a danger to our soul. We are at risk of being lost unless we stay in the ark. So follow this metaphor a little bit further, and we all know people who are not in the ark right now. We all know people who are in the water, who are drowning around us in the culture, and maybe don't even realize that they're in any danger. We all know people like that in our families. You know, people like that at work and at school. People that need us, that need the ark, that need Jesus in their lives. And we were all pulled into the ark in some way by someone else. A lot of us by our families, by our parents, who maybe introduced us to the church. But all of us were assisted in some way. And just like being in an actual boat and saving someone from the water, who wouldn't want to do that? Who wouldn't want to give safety and salvation to someone who is in danger of being lost, right? It's a heroic thing to do. And the reason I'm telling you all of this is because the church is giving you a tool, has given you a tool to use to help throw a lifeline to someone who is away from us, who's outside of the church and in need of saving. And that tool is the Alpha Course. You might have noticed on the way in, it says, be a lifeline, invite a person to Alpha. And that's what we're telling you tonight. We're sharing this with you. We've got the Alpha Course running. It begins on October the 2nd. It's a shortened version of the course from what we've done previously. It's a little easier to get to. And it's an opportunity for you, as I mentioned. It's a tool. It's like a life preserver that you can use and give to someone else in the hopes that they will come and that they will meet Christ. And I think it's a duty that we have as Christians. You've heard us talk about that a lot. But it's also a joy. I think we forget that. It's also a joy when we see someone and we help someone experience the love of God, the forgiveness of God, and experience hope in their lives. I know there are people here tonight who have been touched in a very special way by the Alpha Course, and their lives have been changed. It's a very joyful thing And it's a great thing to be part of. And so I'm encouraging you tonight to think about someone who is outside of the ark, who is in the water, someone in your life that you know. There are cards at the end of your pews, and so I invite you to take those with you and just give it a shot. If you fail, you know, at least you tried. But if you're successful, you might throw that person a lifeline and you might actually save their life. So I want to thank you for giving me the time. And if you feel like it's too long, blame Father Gary. Okay? Thank you. Okay, thanks, Jim.